We're not sure who will start at QB for the Saints this week. Orlando Scandrick and the Eagles engage in a war of words. Plus your Friday injury roundup, led by the news that Patrick Mahomes has officially been ruled out. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, October 25th.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Saints have not yet named a starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Drew Brees practiced again today, and he's made it clear all week that he wants to get back out on the field for the first time since injuring his throwing hand in week two. Teddy Bridgewater is 5-0 as a fill-in starter, and the job will continue to be his until the NFL's all-time leader in passing yards is ready to take back over. But at least on Friday, head coach Sean Payton wasn't ready to make a call. This week was the first time Brees returned to practice since the original injury, but he was limited. Both QBs took snaps with the first teamers over the course of the week. The Saints have their bye in week 9, which means Brees could have two more weeks before returning to game action if he sits out. But that decision is being put off at least another day. Orlando Scandrick was not an Eagle for very long, but he is still making his presence felt in Philly. The veteran cornerback was released earlier this week after the Eagles were blown out in Dallas. Today, he went on FS1 to rip his former team. Scandrick said he felt like a scapegoat being cut after the Dallas game, and he had some harsh words, particularly for GM Howie Roseman and safety Malcolm Jenkins. He said the Eagles have some selfish players on defense, and clearly he was talking about Jenkins, saying this.
When you wear a C on your jersey, it's your job to bring guys along. It's your job to sometimes you need to take the hard down. You need to take the hard job, and you need to, like, bring the thing together.
Later in the monologue, he commented on Jenkins holding out from OTAs. He also ripped some comments Lane Johnson made this week. He said some guys are living in the past because of their Super Bowl win in the 2017 season. And he complimented Carson Wentz, but said some guys on the team wish Nick Foles was still there. So he basically went scorched earth on the whole team. Jenkins was asked about Scandrick's comments today, and he said this.
Look, I really give two shits about people who ain't here.
Meanwhile, the Eagles team account tweeted a video of Jenkins forcing a fumble in the Minnesota game, and then Scandrick coming up to him excitedly on the sideline, saying, quote, "That's exactly why you're the captain of this defense, bro. The way you bleeping conduct yourself, first snap to the last." So the Eagles got some words in today, and they probably won't be the last in this one. And now your Friday injury news. The Chiefs officially ruled Patrick Mahomes out for Sunday night's big game against the Packers. This comes as no surprise, given that he suffered a dislocated kneecap in a game just last Thursday. But Mahomes did return to practice in a limited fashion this week, and the Chiefs chose not to list him out until today. But now we know officially what we expected all along. It'll be Matt Moore under center on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs will also play Sunday without Chris Jones, Frank Clark, or Kendall Fuller on defense, or Eric Fisher and Andrew Wiley on the offensive line, so they are really banged up for this one. Matt Ryan is officially questionable for the Falcons game against the Seahawks, and it looks like he'll be a game-time decision. Ryan has not missed a game since 2009, but left last week's game early with an ankle injury. Veteran Matt Schaub would start if Ryan can't go. I already went over the Saints' quarterback question mark, but that's not their only key offensive injury. Alvin Kamara, who missed last week's game with a hamstring injury, was still limited in practice today. He is questionable for Sunday's game against Arizona. The Browns get a boost in their secondary this week, with corners Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward both expected to play against the Patriots. Cleveland hasn't had them in the lineup since week two. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has been ruled out of yet another game when Philly goes to Buffalo on Sunday. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs is questionable, but John Gruden said he expects him to play in Houston. Lions cornerback Darius Slay is out for Sunday's game against the Giants. He also said he personally wouldn't care if the Lions trade him before the deadline, which means he may have played his final game for Detroit. Chargers receiver Keenan Allen is questionable with a hamstring injury and looks like a game-time decision against the Bears. And two players who have already been ruled out, Bucks tight end O.J. Howard and Giants receiver Sterling Shepard. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.